If any man be a worshipper of God and does his will, God hears him. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 79. It's February 27, 2015. Today we conclude the self-told story of this incredible man of God, George Mueller. Reading in chapter 25, then we'll read the conclusion and a little bit more. January 4, 1859. I received £7,000, left entirely at my disposal for the work of God. When I decided to build for 450 orphans instead of 300, I needed several thousand pounds more. I was fully assured that God would give me the money because I made the decision in reliance on Him and for the honor of His name. The Lord has honored my faith in Him. May 26. During the past year, we have not seen as great and sudden a work of the Spirit of God among the orphans as during the previous years. Yet the blessing of the Lord has continued. Many are showing an interest in the things of God among the 424 orphans who were admitted within the last 18 months. They've asked to be allowed to take their Bibles with them to bed, so that if they awake in the morning before the bell is rung, they can read. When I began the orphan work, one of my goals was to benefit the church by my written accounts of this service. I confidently anticipated that my answers to prayer would lead believers to look for answers to their own prayers and encourage them to bring all their needs before God. I also firmly believed that many unconverted persons would see that there is reality in the things of God. As I expected, so it has been. The reports of this institution have been used by God to convert many people. In thousands of instances, believers have been benefited through them, being comforted, encouraged, led to simply believe the Word of God and to trust in Him for everything. December 9. Today, it is 24 years since the orphan work began. What a marvelous miracle God has done. We now have 700 orphans under our care. December 10. The following letter was received today from an apprentice. Most beloved sir, with feelings of gratitude and great thankfulness to all of you for the kindness I received while under your care, and for now apprenticing me to a suitable trade to earn my own living, I write you these few lines. I arrived at my destination safely and was kindly received by my employer. Dear sir, I thank you for the education, food, clothing, and for every comfort, but above all, I thank you for the instruction from God's Word I received in that orphan house. There I was brought to know Jesus as my Savior. I hope to have Him as my guide through all my difficulties, temptations, and trials in this world. With Him for my guide, I hope to prosper in my trade and thereby show my gratitude to you for all the kindness I have received. Please accept my gratitude and thanks. I hope you will have many, many more years to care for children like me. I'm sure I will often look back with pleasure and regret to the time I was in that happy home, with pleasure that I lived there and with regret that I left it. Please accept my grateful thanks and give my love to my teachers. Well, day after day and year after year, we pray for the spiritual benefit of the orphans under our care. These supplications have been abundantly answered by the conversion of hundreds of the orphans. We are encouraged to wait on God for even greater blessings. March 1, 1860. A great work of the Spirit of God began in January and February among the 6 to 9-year-old girls. It extended to the older girls and then to the boys. Within 10 days, nearly 200 of the orphans found peace through faith in our Lord Jesus. They asked to be allowed to hold prayer meetings among themselves, and they've had these meetings ever since. Many of them expressed their concern about the salvation of their friends and relatives, and they spoke or wrote to them about how to be saved. In no other year have we had greater cause for thanksgiving on account of the spiritual blessing among the children than during the last, and we look for even further and greater blessings. And that's the end of the autobiography section. We have this conclusion from the editor. What God has done for Mr. Mueller and his associates, we cannot doubt that under the same conditions, he will do for every believing disciple of Christ. Not only did Mr. Mueller trust in God that all the financial means he needed would be furnished, but that in answer to prayer, wisdom would be given him to manage the work. The results surpassed his highest expectations. If anyone will undertake any Christian work in a similar spirit and on the same principles, his labor will meet with similar result. Immediate results will not always be seen, however. We must not try to limit the omniscience of God by the short-sighted ignorance of man. It may best suit the purpose of infinite goodness to delay an answer to the prayer of faith. Crosses and disappointments may be experienced while we wait on God, but in the end, these will promote the object to be accomplished. There is no reason why we should not take the case of Mr. Mueller as an example for our imitation. Whoever has this same simple desire in all things to do the will of God, and the same childlike trust in his promises, may hope for a similar blessing. God is no respecter of persons. If any man be a worshipper of God and does his will, him he hears. That's in John 9:31. All the teaching of the Scriptures confirm this belief. In the Scriptures, every form of illustration is used to show us that God is indeed our Father, and that he delights to grant our requests for anything that is for the benefit of him and his glory. He pledges himself to direct and help everyone who honestly labors to promote real faith in his word. No Christian, however poor and humble, should despair of doing a noble work for God. One never needs to wait until he can obtain the cooperation of the multitude or the wealthy. Let him undertake what he believes to be his duty, on ever so small a scale, and look directly to God for aid and direction. If God has planted the seed, it will take root, it will grow, it will bear fruit. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That's from Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. George Mueller was a living demonstration of the reality of the Scripture, quote, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus," end of quote, Philippians 4:19. That little piece was written by Mr. H. Wayland Lincoln. And then about the author, George Mueller was born in Kroppenstadt, Prussia, on September 27, 1805. He was the son of a tax collector, and before he became a Christian, he had the reputation of liar and thief. After accepting Christ as his personal Savior, he was used in remarkable ways to provide for over 10,000 orphans during his lifetime. Now you know the rest of the story. He never went into debt or asked anyone to supply his needs. He trusted in God to provide for him and for the orphans, and God never failed to do so. In 1834, he established the Scriptural Knowledge Institution for home and abroad. Its objectives were to assist day schools and adult schools, where instruction was given based on scriptural principles, to enable poor children to attend these day schools, to circulate the Holy Scriptures, and aid in supplying the needs of missionaries and missionary schools. The fifth objective, which was added later, was to provide for the needs of orphaned children. By the 1870s, God enabled George Mueller to build five large orphanages on Ashley Down in Bristol, England. That's five, dear listener. We got to three of them, I think. And to send £10,000 annually. That's £10,000 annually to nearly 200 missionaries. And I have refrained from telling you the difference between pounds and shekels, shillings, that is, and all the rest, because no matter what I tell you, the value has changed so much today. I encourage you to look it up and find out how much £10,000 would be today, and then figure out how much it must have been back in those days, in the 1800s. In 1875, he began preaching tours that took him over 200,000 miles to 42 countries to preach to 3 million people. God transformed a little boy who stole from his earthly father into a man who could be trusted with the resources of his heavenly father. The ministry of George Mueller continues today through the establishment of the George Mueller Foundation. Three charities operate under the direction of the foundation: the Mueller Homes for Children, the Mueller Homes for the Elderly, and the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. Well, now this book that I'm holding in my hands was put out, I know you're wanting to know this, by Whitaker House, and I'm looking for the date. And I'm not seeing the date as yet. 1985. So everything that I just said is true as of 1985. For those who are fascinated by this man and his story and his legacy, you might want to see what's going on in 2015. That is 30 years after this book was written. I'm sure that God is on this man's life still. Think of Richard Wurmbrand, who suffered for 14 years in communist prisons. His life continues today. Been gone from the earth for quite some time, but his work continues. His legacy continues because God was blessing him. God was on him. And so may God be on us too. Whatever it is that's on your heart to do, bring it before the Lord. Start writing out your plans under the direction of the Lord, and then asking him, what should I do? Asking him, will you bless this? And then not going to people. Not going to people about it. Just keep going to him until he confirms that he's in it. And only share with others as the Lord allows you to do that. Don't depend on other people to do the work of God through you. Just go do what you're supposed to do. Well, I don't need to say that anymore, do I? It's been said to you through this book many days now. Thank you for staying with me through this. I know you were blessed if you stayed the whole time. If you didn't get to every chapter, I hope you'll go back and listen, or just get the book yourself and read it for yourself. Wonderful book, The Autobiography of George Mueller. You can look it up online. It is available. Well, tomorrow it's time to return to the incredible men and women of God in our own day. Yeah, we've got some Muellers. We got some people who are suffering in ways that you cannot imagine and I cannot imagine unless you have suffered. I mean, for Christ. And thank you for being there for them and praying for them. We'll continue with them tomorrow. Don't forget what it says in John 9:31 as we began. If any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, God hears him. Amen. Amen.